Simon, absolutely fabulous to have you on the program. I do appreciate your time. I know you guys must be absolutely shattered as far as what has been in a massive week of celebrations, as well as getting the job done, the emotions of all of that. I want to start this, though, Simon. Take me back to that moment when you got the phone call from Team New Zealand, come and trial with us.
Yeah, I was a Kiwi Kid dream, I suppose. You sit around as a 10-year-old watching the Monohulls battled out when it was in Auckland, and then to see the catamarans in San Fran racing, and then to be asked to come and trial to see how a leg grinding system could work, and you kind of hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But yeah, just took it on and everything worked out sweet.
What was that first day like where you turned up? Because Daltz was saying to me it was pretty rough and ready. They just had some timber there. They put you guys on some bikes. They put some measurers on. Because at that stage, they had no bloody idea whether the concept would actually work, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Team New Zealand had just a couple of containers. And it still pretty much is like that. So we were just sweating away in a 40-foot container in the middle of February. And the numbers were good, and that was pretty much where the snowball started.
Who could you tell? Was there anyone you were allowed to tell when you signed the non-disclosure agreement, or did you have to keep this thing absolutely a guarded secret?
I didn't mention the bikes, but I had to tell some people that the America's Cup have reduced their crew number to 6 members, and their max crew weight's only 525 kgs, and they want some lightweight grinders, and I just told them my arms were pretty sore, and they believed it. And if they did question it, I just said the bike grinding is illegal anyway, so it just dismissed it quite quickly.
So how many months did it take before the engineers, the top designers, the Dan Bernasconis of the world decided, yep, this is working, we want you on board, let's do this?
They were certain it was going to happen from when they finished San Fran, so it was just a matter of time getting the hardware sorted, and that was pretty much what I waited on too. So the idea was never going to go away. It was just a big, long process of actually physically doing it and working out how the system was going to work. And we just took our time and made sure it worked.
Simon, what was it actually like out there racing? I guess what I'm asking here is we just saw the footage of you day in, day out, with your head on the fibre, the carbon fibre in front of you, head down, bum up. That was it. I mean, did you see any of the racing at all?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people ask me that. And yeah, you know what's going on. I've got a PDA on my leg of the race course and the numbers that the boat had and the hydraulic fluid that we're pumping. And I was looking down more at that than just the carbon fairing. So I looked around a few times just to see where the other boat was. But, yeah, it was definitely you find some demons when the pressure's on. And the hydraulic fluid was a bit thirsty.
I was going to say, I mean, did it kill you at the end of those races? I mean, there was a couple of times you backed up. I just want to get a gauge here. Now, a lot of us, Simon, we do RPM, right? So we turn up there for 45 minutes and blow ourselves up here. I'm just trying to get a gauge of the pain that you went through in these races.
I get your RPM and just put on max resistance and slog away at 70 RPM. And every few minutes just do a wind it right off and do a max sprint and then go for a run. And that's pretty much what it is.
Amazing. Simon, can you even compare the thrill, the excitement, these things that were doing 30 knots? I mean, when you both were dialing down, and I think in race 2 or 3 with Oracle, and two boats coming together at about 30 knots, and you guys are on the sides, of course, can you even compare the thrill of that to what you experience when you're on the track cycling for New Zealand?
I suppose it's more thrilling because you've got no control at all. You put all your trust in the magician, Mr. Peter Burling, so you're it's bloody scary when there's another flying catamaran coming straight at you. And it's like a flyby at a bloody air show at Ohakia, so you your life's in his hands, so to speak. But it's bloody exciting, and it is bloody thrilling. But the closest thing you can come to is standing on Auckland motorway watching cars go past at 100k an hour, I suppose.
Amazing. What did that capsize for you? And there was that famous shot, and I was doing a show called The Afterguard, and there you were, Simon, sort of huddled into one of the cockpits up there, sort of 10, 15 metres above the water. I mean, what the hell is going through your mind at that moment? I mean, did that rock your confidence at all?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, all I was thinking was, like, this is going to be a bloody long night for the boat builders and the shore crew and even us. And that the boat is fine structurally, but it's just all the fairings just take so long to get perfect. And we were praying like hell that the electronics were all watertight. So that was pretty much what I was thinking when I was up there. The boat, I mean, it's bloody scary. You know what's going on, but it's all, I don't know, once it all slows down a bit and feel a bit more in control, then you just let the chase boat drivers do their thing.
Simon Van Velthoven with us out of Team New Zealand, one of the grinders, the powerhouses, the wattage producers. Let me ask you this, Simon. Do you want back in? And we don't know what the boat's going to look like. It could be 40 monohulls. It could be the Cats again. That's up to Team New Zealand, Dalton, the board of Team New Zealand, to make sure we get more syndicates involved. But now you've had a taste of this thing. Do you want back in?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great team and there's great banter and there's great guys, and we all enjoy working here, and sure, there's tough days, but if everyone chips in and puts in 100%, then you can end up winning the bloody America's Cup.
Simon, when you and I chatted very briefly, and I do appreciate this, when I went out on the boat a couple of months ago, maybe even longer than that, God, time flies, and you came up to me and said, look, thanks for the support, because there wasn't a lot in the media who wanted this America's Cup to be good for Team New Zealand. There wasn't a lot of people who believe you could get the job done. I'm telling you this, mate, when you come home for this Thursday parade, it is going to be enormous. They're talking about the biggest numbers ever for a parade in New Zealand. The way this country has come together, I'm just wondering, Simon, do you even get a sense of that?
No, I mean, the biggest parade you get in fielding is the Wednesday stockyard market. So, I haven't experienced anything like that yet. So, the whole team's looking forward to it. And we just got, I suppose, like you say, we just got no idea.
Would you like to go down to your hometown, as you say, fielding? Would you like to spread your wings here as a team and say, look, let's go around this country here? Because, as I said, it has just been incredible the last month how average Kiwis who don't really understand sailing, Simon, have gone, we love this thing.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw the mug the first time, it's a bloody impressive thing to look at. And, I mean, we did some history this morning and we... put it in simple form, New Zealand was 8 years old when the cup was made. The Treaty of Waitangi was signed 8 years after the cup was made, so it kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Mate, you could never, ever, ever have possibly imagined, if I'd said to you 4 years ago, Simon, you'd be an America's Cup winner, a grinder on Team New Zealand, there is no way you would have thought that was possible.
Of course it's always a dream for every... in New Zealand, but yeah, I suppose the things just panned out my way and right timing and right age, and yeah, I just couldn't have asked anything more.
Simon, congratulations. I say there's been an incredible story when the likes of yourself and Joe Sullivan have come on board who really weren't sailors and part of a cool New Zealand team who just seems absolutely united, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great sport and you learn the basics bloody quickly When you're sailing these catamarans, and it's been great listening to an audio book the last few months from Glenn Ashby and Peter Burling every day, and hopefully I can put all my skills to use and go out sailing with some guys in Auckland.
I was going to say, are you going to buy yourself a boat now?
Yeah, I've been offered to buy a few guys on the team here to go and sail in the monohull, so... Looking forward to this Kiwi summer and doing that.
Righto, so that's cycling over for you now. You've got the love of the water, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a new challenge, and times change, and yeah, I mean, I didn't get bored of cycling, but there's just new and exciting things out there that you want to do with your life, and sailing's now one of them.
Mate, congratulations. I say this on behalf of all of us back here, and I've been asked to pass on messages to you, Simon, from schools around the country, from everybody. Thursday, I think you're going to have one of the most magic days of your life, mate. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Cool. Look forward to seeing you too.